officially. All right, we call the meeting to order. First up on the agenda is approval of the agenda. All right, got a second?
Second.
All right. Second, still carried. Next up is approval of the minutes from last meeting. Any questions on this, any comments? If not, can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion.
Motion, second? All right, so moved. Wildlife management update, Jim?
We're in the planning stages to take care of the deer right now. That's probably all I ought to say about that, but they're out there. Probably about 15 of them.
We're down to lower numbers.
It's probably as high as it's been. It's, they had babies this year.
One time, weren't we? Yeah.
What's that?
Weren't we down to seven at one time?
Yeah, and then they had babies and, you know, and some probably got in. It won't be long.
We have 306 with silencers. We use over Cambridge to get the deer.
We do have a permit that allows us 24 hours a day, night scopes, lighten them up, whatever we gotta do. It'll all be daylight hours for safety reasons, but yeah, we'll take care of it.
Is that it for the?
That's it for that.
Your report, please?
All right. Instrument approaches, they're still working on the VOR DME. They still haven't put anything on the website that I could look at, but they're saying a May 24th, 2018 publication date as of right now. We just finished the first part of our obstruction removal project. Cut down about 4 acres of trees and then 52 individual trees. The most noticeable, as you're going to see, is along the railroad tracks by Sports at the Beach. Those have all been cleared out. And then across Park Avenue, there's a couple of stands of trees that are noticeable. There's some other work. The trees along the fence by Mrs. Tyndall's house, we're waiting for those to be done. I'm not sure when that's going to happen. The contractor was waiting for a special piece of equipment to go in there and make it easier for him, so that'll happen shortly. Taxiway C, we finished phase one of that, about halfway back away from the runway. And I don't know if you want to say anything about that, Mark, because I thought that came out pretty well.
Yeah, it did.
Phase two of that will be in the spring next year.
So schedule stacking up. Yeah. Fortunately, we have access, even with that, we have access to the
mm-hmm. That's the plan. We also did some crack sealing as part of that in the taxiways and all of runway 1028, so that should help. We've been doing some drain pipe repairs out there. We completed the repaving of the apron area down by Sussex Arrow Maintenance, the part that we didn't get to last time, plus what was under the old Ronnie Moore hangar. Taxiway D, which is the parallel taxiway to runway 1028, is in the design process right now. We just got the 30% plans the other day that we're looking at. Still looking at probably May next year to put it out to bid and have bids in. Building it.
What's that?
Building it. This is a brand new parallel taxiway to 1028.
Oh, 1028. Sorry.
Yep.
Get some wax
here. Yep.
Which side of the runway is it going to be on?
On the inside. Inside.
Well, the other side is perfect for painting in the grass.
If you say so.
Before he walks it, there's a nice place over there. We're going to do the motor grass. We'll talk.
That's till we put our stormwater management ponds for the taxiway. Okay. Still working on the electrical upgrade project. Last time I told you, the vaults are in. We're starting to get those outfitted. We're putting in conduit to connect those to the lighting system. I know Rick's kind of in charge of that. I don't know if you want to add anything to that.
Let's move along. We should be alert for the current regulators for the lights. Those are supposed to be delivered by January, end of January. The control system updates to incorporate all that. We'll follow straight up.
That's all I got.
All right. Wings and wheels, Larry.
At least it didn't rain this year.
Yeah.
But again, we lost money. Went in the hole. So, you know, during the, we were there for our debrief, we decided at least, you know, still try to find a way to do it again next year. Try to find a way to afford to do it again. And I went over a number of issues that went well. Issues that didn't work well. All in all, it went very well. But we've got to rethink whether or not we're going to continue with, you know, the all three phases, the Aviation Education Day, which is probably the most important thing we do. The Friday night party everybody enjoys, but we lose money doing that. Of course, the Wings and Wheels event is great. It's free to the community. You know, we always want to keep it free. We just got to find a way to meet some of our expenses. Dick, ironically, wants to come by again next year to celebrate his 103rd birthday. Weekend before last, I was up at the American Veterans Center in Washington, the Omni, for their big awards dinner. Guy comes down at 5:30 in the afternoon for the cocktail hour. From 5:30 to 7, he's standing up walking around, you know, talking to people, having cocktails. Dinner's from 7 till about 8:30. Awards program starts at 8:30. Twice he's got to go up on stage, you know, doing awards. The award ceremony goes at 11. Everybody adjourns to the bar. And at 2 in the morning, when they wanted to close the bar down, Dick's still standing at the bar having drinks with people. He's 102 years old. I went to bed at 11:30. I couldn't stay up any longer.
So you checked it out on the security cameras?
No, the other guys was with him. Prime Casey was telling me that at 2 o'clock they closed the bar down. Can't do that. But anyway, it was still, you know, want to do it again next year. There was a lot of things that went well. We got a lot of support from the city and the county, but I was hoping Todd was going to be here, because one thing that came out of our meeting last week, we wanted to sit down with Todd early on and talk about some issues. You know, not issues, that's the wrong phrase. Just talk about the whole event and how we do it. It's become a very popular event in Southern Delaware, a very well-known event. We'll see. You know, the plan is to try to do it again next year, and that'll be our deciding year of whether or not we can afford to continue to do it. It's just, unless we can find more sponsorships, it's going to be tough to continue to do it. With all the money that we got to spend to put it on.
How much is the hole?
I don't know the numbers right in front of me. Just a few $1,000. You know, you think there's a whole lot of little expenses out here, a few hundred here, a few hundred there, a few hundred here, a few hundred there, and all of a sudden you add it up and you got some real money. So, can you remember what the final total was, Rick? Somewhere around $35,000, wasn't it? Somewhere like that, $35,000, $45,000 was our total cost. And so, $3,000 or $4,000 in the hole, you know, by the time it was over with. You know, and all we get from the county is logistic support and $1,500. And so we're a lot of other communities will do, you know, events that celebrate their airport and promote their airport and open houses, you know, and we're doing that in the Chamber of Commerce and be with the museum. We're doing the open house event for the airport that a lot of other airport communities, they have to do it themselves. We're doing it. And I still remain extremely disappointed in arenas. they give us absolutely zero cooperation, absolutely zero help, actually work against us in trying to make the Friday night event popular, or, you know, successful. But yet, it's the single biggest promotion that we're doing. They can't buy the kind of promotion we give them in that restaurant with that event every year. Look at the exposure they get. Do you think they recognize it? Nope. So, you know, I'm extremely disappointed in Arenas and the lack of any support that we get from them. Because we couldn't get a birthday cake. You couldn't even buy a birthday cake from them. You know, for Dick. We had to go outside to get that somewhere else. So.
Why do you say they feel it's not a...
I don't know why they feel what they feel. I don't know. But I'm just saying I'm extremely disappointed that they have and refuse to have any involvement with us. And we have to actually fight some of their employees over, you know, parking issues. But yet, you know, we're putting on an event that brings them the best advertising they could ever even dream of getting. The best exposure they could ever dream of getting. We've had, I know, I've been in the restaurant business, you know, all my life off and on, you know. That kind of exposure you can't buy. And a lot of the success they have and the exposure they've got is probably, a lot of that is probably because of all the exposure we brought to them with these events. How much money do you think they'd make that day when they got a standing room only all day long? Okay, but we get no support from them. So, you know, that's sort of a bitter pill to swallow.
That's the conversation we're gonna have with the owners of Arenas too.
Yeah, well, we have a lot of conversations we got to have with people if we're going to be able to continue to do this event. It is a hugely popular event in the community. You can see that in all the exposure we get, the feedback we get. But on the other hand, those of us that's putting it on, by Sunday, we're all in tears and exhausted. I was so tired I didn't even drive home. I couldn't. I was too tired. So.
How long is that $1,500 from the county, how long has that number been that long?
And that comes out of Sam's discretionary. That's not even coming from the county. That's coming out of Sam's discretionary budget.
It is?
We get no real money from the county. We have asked for money from the county, but the county never gives us anything.
When is the last time you asked?
Last year, wasn't it? Or year before?
Who'd you ask?
What's that?
Who did you ask?
Linda did. Linda's not here. She's at a training session in Pennsylvania.
Well, let's not.
We will be going to the county, but we're gonna do it through Todd. We'll go to Todd. We'll sit down with Todd, and then we'll go to county, and we can just sit and talk about what we can do better together for this event, which is an extremely popular community event. It's putting the airport in front of the people who own the airport, the people of Sussex County, in the best possible light that it could be. The people of the county who own the airport are getting, you know, a great day at the airport for free. You know, so it's a great event. It's just that it got to the point where we really got to look at, and a little earlier on, how we do this and how we finance this and how we, where we need to look for, you know, some help to try to keep it going.
What was your head count, Larry? What, did you ever get a head count?
That's the last thing I had time to worry about.
I know, I didn't know if anybody...
I heard from Linda, they estimate between 7,000 and 7,500.
Yeah, because there's people coming and going all day long, so the best guess you got is from the parking. And that was some of the numbers that came from parking, because the parking and buses were running packed all day long.
Well, I have to tell you, as the only sitting council member on this council, as I mind you, it's totally inexcusable for us not to be bigger and bigger. This is our airport. So it's one thing if it's a private airport and we're assisting in a different avenue. But, you know, we have, you know, 9/11 day, right? You know, all the kids come here, kind of showcase our public safety. Well, that's at our cost. This is quote unquote our airport, meaning it's the people's airport. We have, I'm embarrassed. I'll just tell you right now. And if you will get the financial help as required.
Well,
I'll tell you that right now.
But we're going to do it right.
I agree, we're going to do it right.
We have gathered up every receipt, everything that we spent this year. all the income we received, where it came from, every penny that came in, every penny that went out. We've collated all that stuff together. And you know, our plan was to try to do it through the right mechanisms. That would be starting with Todd, go in, meet with Todd, sit down with him, and then from there formulate a plan to come to council and discuss you know, the whole event. What can we do together to continue to grow it and continue to make it a little better? The Friday night thing, we do already have permission to use the hangar again next year to do that. But again, we got to find a way to make that. The original concept of doing that was that would be, you know, an income generator for some of the expenses we're putting on the Aviation Education Day for kids on Friday, which is hugely important, and some of the other expenses we have to keep it as a free event, you know, on Saturday. But you know, the numbers we got right now was we lost money on that, so. That's we got to relook at that too. You know, we've cut the entertainment budget down as low as we could. You know, the first time we did that, we had the Brooks Tegeler band here, but I paid for that personally out of my pocket. That was somewhere around $10,000, but I paid for that personally because we wanted to establish the credibility of that evening as a quality event. You know, but. And the band and in entertainment we had this year was okay. The band was pretty good. You know, it wasn't the Brooks Tegeler band, but it was pretty good. But we still, between the cost of the food and everything else, we didn't make any money.
That was my first Friday night that I had gone to since being here and on the council, and I have to tell you, my wife and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm highly impressed. The only thing that I was very disappointed in is not that. That there just weren't more people there.
Well, so. That's been a problem because our ticket sales have gone down each year. Now that may be because of, you know, the advertising exposure. You know, that's what we got to look at,
right?
All the way. It's how can we continue to market it, produce it, and finance it.
And it should be going up, the attendance, because our population is increasing.
Should be, but it's actually gone
the
down.
Retirees,
the Friday nights gone down.
Mostly value that. You know, I mean, the older generation. I think there are opportunities to promote, advertise, you know, VFWs, the American Legions,
well,
you know, all of the various organizations that are out there. And I think with a little focus, added focus, maybe.
We've already talked about moving the focus away from moving the focus forward in one generation.
Mm-hmm.
I guess basically. Away from the World War II generation.
Right.
There's a lot of us that still, people say, I live in the past, maybe I do. But you know, most of the people, if you looked around that room, were not of that generation, but were of the Vietnam generation. So, you know, old folks like me and Jim, we've already talked about just moving forward one whole generation with the Friday night event. And see if we can make it a little more interesting.
I think it's just a huge value there. I really do. And I commend you. I mean, really, I think it was an amazing experience.
Well, there's a lot of really good people who put a tremendous amount of time into it. The ROTC groups this year, they couldn't have been, you know, just, they were phenomenal, the ROTC groups that came out and helped. Civil Air Patrol groups, you know, we had some, in the early years of doing this, we had some extremely disappointing Civil Air Patrol, you know, commitments and they never show up. But, you know, the last couple of years, they've been tremendous, you know, tremendous help. You know, pilots, you know, we're getting good volunteer help. You know, Rick's been coordinating the volunteers, you know, but.
I'll just reiterate that I'll be done with this rant. But when it comes to grants, I've been pretty vocal at times about the not supporting in general the concept of grants. You know, more so a vetting process if there's a real need, because there's a lot of nonprofits out there that do very well financially. They don't really need the money, but they ask because they can, right? So that's part of it. But I will tell you right now, this is our own. So we better start taking care of our own. I'm speaking as a council member here. versus focusing sometimes too much on others, we better take care of our own.
Well,
I apologize right here in front of all you all that we've not done our part, I believe, stepping up and supporting this event as we should.
Well, I just remember one year, probably, Rick, maybe you can help me out too, Jeff. Maybe 5 years ago, we went to the county with a request for $10,000 to help us produce the event. We were refused. Sam, at the time, gave us $1,500 out of his discretionary funds. Some guys wanted to do a bike ride in Rehoboth, got $5,500 to do a bike ride in Rehoboth.
There's one point.
Okay.
So I don't remember being asked again, since I've been 3 years, almost 3 years.
I don't know. Linda handled that last year.
Time to revisit that.
But that's why during our meeting, what was it, 2 weeks ago, Rick, you know, we were gathering together our comments, we were gathering together all of our budgets, gathering together strategy. I talked to Linda about it this morning, actually, on my drive up here, and hoping she was going to be here tonight. I was hoping Todd was going to be here so we could talk to him about when can we come and sit down and start talking about a strategy for, because it's early on now. So it's time to start talking now, not in May or June.
Right.
That's way too late. So, and that seems to be, I assume, you're on the council. Wouldn't that be the correct strategy to start with the county executive?
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't carry a vote. So, in the end,
that is
a point of entry, and I would say that's why I'm here. I mean, actually, that's why I am here, to represent the council, represent the decision makers.
What would
on
you
this.
Prefer then? You prefer us just come straight to the council? Or?
Well, I would, actually, what I would love, which hopefully you all would agree to do this, is to come before us and do a presentation and do a summary of the event in the public square before the council with all the media there, talk about the successes, talk about the challenges. We can have a dialogue. And at that point in time, in order to keep moving forward, we need to continue our partnership or elevate our partnership. And that's exactly what you need to do.
All right, so I'll contact you and we'll set some up.
Do we know how many council members attended?
I saw Sam on Friday
Sam
night.
Sam was there. I was there on Friday night. Sam was there Friday night.
I didn't see anybody on Saturday.
I'm trying to remember. I was at the Navy game, as you all know, Indianapolis, by the way. But I think, I'm not sure about, I think just the two of us, I believe.
It's the only ones I saw Friday night. And
do you know Jim?
Did
you see?
I didn't see anybody Saturday.
I didn't see anybody on Saturday.
So, but that's here and there. And that's you know, granted, we need to participate more. But participating is one piece, financial contribution.
Well,
financial
support is one thing, but you know, there's all kinds of logistics. And the county's been pretty good with logistics. You know,
right.
I've got no complaints whatsoever with the county or the city. You know, they give us everything we've ever asked for.
And my point about how many attended was, you know, we can, if they attended, you can say how many people were there,
right,
and they can picture that. But we're better off if we can find a picture of how crowded it was if they didn't attend, so they get a visual.
Yeah.
That's the difference. That's what I was looking for.
Can anybody take pictures?
I took some from Friday night.
Friday night, yeah, but not Saturday.
I bet the car guys did.
We got some pictures from the past for our marketing.
We have some pictures from before. We got some aerial pictures from before.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
I would think, you know, we can get you on the agenda very, very easily. I would think probably a 5-minute presentation. I think beyond that, it's a little, the attention span gets a little short for some.
I've never been able to talk.
Okay, so maybe 5 or 10. How's that? 10. But I'm just speaking in advance. I'm sure Todd would share the same similar message. But I think, you know, probably, you know, no more than 10 minutes, kind of slideshow and rah rah, and this is important, and 7,000 people come here and such the good graciousness of so many volunteers to the benefit of this community. And again, this is our airport. So
well, you want
mission accomplished if you do that.
You want the people in your municipality that own the airport to support the airport. You don't want them fighting you when you want to do things.
Right.
And so they got to see the airport as an asset. And when they get to come out and do things like that and have fun and bring their family out and they don't have to spend any money, people see you as a great asset. You know, if you talk to AOPA, you look at them, what is it? That's the kind of things that they push. And other airports now are starting to copy what we're doing here. Eastern Airport days, they started copying what we were doing. Hell, now they even want to borrow the cones, you know. They've been copying. Salisbury now, just this year, they started doing an event, and they're going to expand on their event next year. So, you know, some of the other airports now have started copying and trying to do some of the same things we've been doing here.
And, you know, and we, this doesn't have to be done tomorrow. So, I mean, I think sometimes, you know, there's a strategic element, because, again, I've always shared different various groups that want to come and talk about various things. I said, if you want the support of the public, if you want the support of the council, we'll put you on the agenda, because you want instant free advertising, because the media, they're always there and they will report it. You'll get the photos and they will report, okay, all the various papers that are represented there. And sometimes the TV guys are in there. And that's your commercial snapshot of the event. So, I mean, you could do it, you know, what's in October, right? So, I mean, you could do it in August or first part of September. So it's out in people's eyes, you know what I mean, a month out. So you're, and they can promote it for you, the whole media.
No.
And so there's a, I think there should be a strategic plan here, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And I would offer the suggestion is coming before us once a year with an update, once a year,
well,
5 or 10 minutes, and get your...
Well, I'd like to do that sooner than later.
As I said, it's up to you guys.
I was going
to
say, it might be a two-step.
Two-step process.
One for the funding request,
yeah,
and one for
one just before the event, yeah,
an invite to the council, a personal invite to the council to attend.
And then
that would get you the media,
exactly,
snapshot.
Yep.
The funding, you don't have to be there. You file the form.
Right.
In election year, everyone seems to be here.
Well,
I'm not talking about council, but I'm talking about statewide and elections, right?
Sure.
Okay, Larry. Be good.
Well, no, he's
right. I'm not talking about council. So what was it the year we had some of the statewide people that were all over the place?
I'm sure. So anyways, I think that should be part of the conversation here is all I'm trying to say. Presentation, come before the council, and share the story.
Carper's a pilot. Navy pilot.
That's true.
He's not a pilot.
What's that?
He's not a pilot.
He wasn't? What was he? A navigator?
Yeah.
Is that what he was?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought he was
navigator.
Maybe he said that.
P3s.
P3s? Yeah, he was P3 guy. Yeah. NROTC out of the University of Ohio. Or Ohio State. The Ohio State University.
Well,
he
was still an
airman. Well, he gave my son the nomination, so for that I'll say thank you to him. So anyways, mm-hmm. I got my message across. So thank you all.
Appreciate
and I
that.
Apologize.
I'll get in touch with you and we'll set up something.
Yep.
And then if Linda gets back, she and I are going to sit down and organize our thoughts into something so that, you know, we have a productive meeting.
Right.
And then I'll give you a call and we'll try to set up something.
Let's do it. There you go.
Anything else, Larry?
Thank you for all the time, Mr. Chairman.
So keep it going is my message. We'll figure out the funding piece.
We really want to keep
so.
It going because it is a great event, and especially the Friday thing. The Friday event for the kids is very gratifying. And this year, you know, we focused on, you know, kids coming who wanted to be there. And so we had a good turnout of kids who wanted to be there. And so, you know, that's still, we want to, you know, maintain that as our primary focus, is doing something like that Aviation Education Day. Too many kids graduating high school today think that, you know, a job at McDonald's is a career.
Right.
And a lot of that becomes because the parents they don't know anything else to tell them. So if we can generate that one little spark, you know, I was 6 years old, and there's a picture still hanging over my desk at home in my home office. It's me and my little brother in our Hopalong Cassidy outfit sitting in a Bell 47 helicopter, MASH helicopter, Fort Rucker, Alabama, 1954. And that was my spark. Okay, so you never know what little spark you're going to start to get people going into some kind of a career. And that's why we try to diversify Friday. It's not all about flying. I don't know if you're out here Friday for the Aviation Education Day, but it's air traffic control, it's engineering, it's avionics, it's mechanics. it's aviation management. You know, it's a generally all focused awareness of all the different kind of careers that can be made available in aviation.
On, we have new business. Jim?
Yeah, I asked this to be put on there. It's really not much of a discussion unless you really want to discuss it, but it's been several years since we wrote the policy documents that we did. 2010 for the rules and regulations and the initial ones, and then 2012 was the minimum standards. The minimum standards at least says we'll review it every 3 years. We haven't done that. So I'd like to ask the committee to come up with some sort of a process for reviewing these and bringing them up to date. And that was my only discussion, but unless you have... Sorry?
How many pages?
Several.
It's a good sized document. I was involved with it, you know, from the beginning. So,
any revision follow the Wilson rule?
Say what? I couldn't understand what you said.
The Wilson rule. That means you have to take out as much as you put in.
Oh. Right.
The Sam Wilson rule says no increase in regulation.
Take two out, put one in.
A lot of what's in these documents, though, is driven by, you know, a lot of federal grant assurances and those kind of things. And so, Rick, why don't you and I and Jeff take that on and have a couple of meetings over a couple of beers and read through them? And
what are you doing to this committee, though, ultimately, right?
Well, eventually. I mean, there are some things, like our T-hanger situation has changed. You know, some of the rules on the T-hangers had to do with the open bay situation that we had. You know, those can be taken out. We've had some more experience with special events, and
some of the FAA's approach to, you know, T-hangers has changed some too since we wrote those
documents. Forget Gus.
What's that?
Don't forget Gus, just because he's not here.
That's
a big problem. He was involved.
He's the chairman of the committee, right?
Rick, I think Gus is chairman, and I'll volunteer to sit on, only from a historical perspective, because I was around when we wrote,
right,
when we wrote all that.
And, Gus was involved, I was involved, you were involved, oh yeah. Yep. And Gus was too.
But I can supply the Word document to you guys, you can, if you want to do it that way.
But we need a motion for that?
I wouldn't think so.
So let it be understood that Larry, Gus, and I, and Rick will get together and review the existing and see if there's any...
Make it an ad hoc committee.
I mean, there are several documents.
And if you would, Jim, I've
been making changes as we go along, things like adding definitions and things that I'll include with what I send you.
Yeah, and we all agree that it would be the living documents. Mm-hmm. Right, it's time to...
Oh, by the way, is the contractor coming back to work on the T-hangers any?
What needs to be done?
The limit switch on my door stops just before the door is completely down, so it won't lock. The limit switch is just set just a little bit off. I mean, I can climb up in there and adjust it myself, but I don't know if you... Okay.
We'll see if we can get him out. I think what they had told us was they're not guaranteed to latch every time. But
I have examined it very closely, and what happens is the two cables that raises the door are so tight it does not allow the door to completely go down, and therefore the latches will not latch on each end because the cables are too tight, meaning the motor is turning off just to grunt too quick. The limit switch turns the motor off. Needs to be a slight adjustment. It's the kind of stuff that happens anytime you build something new like this.
Like a shoe. Leather shoe. You gotta walk on it and stretch it out a little bit.
All right. Then
public comments.
Just all ears taking it in.
I talked to some of the people selling stuff, and three of them had completely sold out during Winkler Wheels. The first one I talked to was the lady that had the ice thing right there on the corner. She was tickled to death. She sold everything she had.
I know Larry, you asked for two helicopters. They were out there flying the whole time until about 3 o'clock. We had the pilot had to leave, so it's a busy day.
Oh, they were out there until after 4. We had to kick them out.
That's good.
Yeah.
We were trying to close the show down. They were still.
Well, you could probably even sell more, right? Y'all ran possibly all they did.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't leave until the last customer was gone.
Yeah, the customer booked.
We had that other helicopter, and then we had to leave. We could have finished up earlier, but then maybe more of them, I don't know.
Well, that's not a problem for y'all to keep right on going. Yeah. Any of that would break down. It's just that at that point, y'all have to flip over and handle, you know, your passengers on a hot ramp. That's not a problem. And with us losing the PT-19 at the last minute, that hurt a little bit because I didn't have time to replace it. I talked to Bob Bunting about bringing the WACO up, but it was too late for them. Mm-hmm. They were working. Bob picked them up. So when they could replace the PT-19, we lost, you know, the two big airplanes from Mid-Atlantic Air Museum couldn't come down. They had engine troubles on both of their airplanes, so didn't even find out about that until they didn't show up.
Careful, saves a lot of money on gas.
Susan did those. Got a little jig.
All right.
We're still stuck on there.
More public comments. So the next meeting date?
January 24th.
January 24th.
When's the next meeting?
24th.
January 24th.
January
24th.
2018. Let me make my annual announcement and remind everybody that everybody is appointed yearly. So we'll have to do a new appointment letter at the beginning of the year. So. Anybody
pending new appointment
would like to come off or doesn't want to serve anymore, let me know so we don't reappoint you.
Jim, I had a person ask me a question today, and I told him, well, timing was perfect. I can check with you or whoever. He's building a building, and he would like to look at some of the doors on the hangars, the equipment that he has. He thinks it would be nice if he had something comparable. So is there a possibility that he could do that sometime this week? Can arrangement be made for that person? Nice person.
It would depend on...
Well...
Which ones do you want to look at?
He would like to look at the newer buildings, where the doors swing out, come up. That's what he's interested in looking at.
Not the bathroom door.
No, not
bifold. Yeah. Then tell them to contact me and we'll show it in our place. Our door is built by Swice Bifold Company, but it's not a bifold door. Mm-hmm. But the door, actually, I've got the largest one they've ever made.
Do you have a card in there?
I'm trying to find it.
Swice has a pretty good website, too.
I can show him all of the original engineering documents.
Okay.
There's a door company up in Felton or Frederica that builds those kinds of doors.
Felton or Frederica?
Yeah, I can't remember what the name of the company is.
Okay, well, he wasn't aware of that door was on.
All right, if there is no more business to discuss, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All right.
We're done.
I'm adding up a little bit.
Thank you, Chairman.